call of the shofar calls us into the presence of the Almighty God, the King of the universe. And after all, have you not heard what He has to say? Have you not heard His voice calling you into His presence? Well, that's what we're going to pursue. My friends, thank you for joining us today as we pursue the face of the Lord. Welcome back, my friends. I'm so glad you could join us today. Last time we were together, we were talking about Jehovah as our King. And part of His duties as our King was His being our shepherd. Because a good king is always referred to as a shepherd. Why? Because He leads His people. He guides His people. His hand is upon His people at all times. He provides for His people. He watches over His people. He defends His people. Yes, He is our provider, our protector, our healer, our sustainer, our hope, and our shalom, as well as all of His other attributes and characteristics. And we just need to be in awe of His strength and who He is. But when we were looking at Him as a shepherd, we realize that we are His sheep. We are the ones that follow Him, and we are the ones that rely upon Him. And what it says in John 10, and I'm just going to quote from the complete Jewish Bible, says, "But the one who goes in through the gate is the sheep's own shepherd. This is the one that the gatekeeper admits, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep, each one by name, and leads them out. After taking out all that are his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice." It's interesting because it goes on to say that Yeshua is indeed our gate, and no one can enter in except through him. So what does that mean to us? It really means we got to be careful who we follow. There's a lot of people now who want to come in and teach us this and teach us that. But is it really, truly biblical? Is it following the Word of God? I read a book that's been many years ago now. But it was about a lady who came into a church. She was assigned to go into the church. Why was she assigned? Because she was part of a coven. She was a witch. And her assignment, along with many other people, was to go into the church, mingle with the people, get to be friends, and then cause disruption. Well, she went into the church and started mingling and fitting in as best she could. But she was taken aback because everybody in there showed her love, showed her care, something that she didn't get in other places. As a result, she ended up being converted and she was saved. But as you can see, if she had not been converted, and if this had been one of the other people who actually fled when they started to be converted, they can be misleading. They can be disruptive. They can cause chaos within a church. They have been known to cause church splits. This is the stranger that comes in. And the word in John 10:5 says, the sheep never follow a stranger, but will run away from him, because the stranger's voices are unfamiliar to them. Yes, we need to be aware of what's in the Bible. We need to know who we're listening to. And more important, we need to know what they're telling us. We need to change our lives so that we can be aware of God's truth, be attuned to Him, be attuned to our Shepherd, which is Yeshua. Yes, the Word does say, all that came before Him have been thieves and robbers, but the sheep don't listen to Him. We have to be on our toes at all times. And that may be a difficult situation because we have to be new wineskins. What is a new wineskin? A new wineskin is somebody who will hear the Word and then research it, pray about it, and find out if it's the truth. And if it's a truth, you can go with it. You don't be afraid of the truth. You don't resist the truth. But you pray about it, and you go with it. Turn your hearts to the Word, and allow God to reveal new things to you as they come along. Always check them out. It's extremely important, no matter who you hear it from. Check it out. Go to God's Word and see if you can verify it. Even the most trustworthy person can sometimes misstate something, or he can state it in a way that means something different to you than what he intended. And I've been guilty of that myself. That's why it's really important that you, as the hearer, check it out for yourself. Get into the Word and see what God reveals to you. Be a new wineskin, but also be on guard. Now, we understand that we're sheep, and we have a big responsibility as a sheep, even though God will take care of all of our needs. But He is also our King. And we need to start taking a closer look at what it means to serve a King. We know that God is our Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to honor His name. One of His favorite names is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one we need to call Him by, or one of the names we need to call Him by. Just honor His name. For He is creative. We need to look at His creative power in our lives. He is the one who has given us everything that we have. All good things come from the Lord. And we have to remember that and give praise all the time. Yes, it's incumbent upon us to reach out and bless His name so His blessings will flow even greater. It's us that need to be in awe of His power and His creative power. We need to be part of His kingdom, and we need to be grateful that He has chosen us to be part of His kingdom, to move into it alone. And yes, my friends, His kingdom is not heaven. It's here on this earth. It's His blessings, it's His guidance, it's His provision for us while we are here on this earth, while we are walking with Him. Now, once we become believers, as I'm sure all of you know, He gives us the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Well, that is God Himself dwelling within us, walking with us. And He is trying to teach us every step we take. Listen. Listen to what He's telling you. Open your heart and don't be afraid to be judged, to be condemned by the Father, but He will never condemn you if you repent. You know, 1 John 1:9 is probably the greatest verse ever given. It says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful to cleanse and forgive. What a blessing that is. Personally, I've got to do that many times a day. Why? When I'm driving down the road and somebody cuts me off, what's my first thought? Well, it shouldn't be, but it is. I have to repent. I have to go before God and confess, Father, that is a sin. This is your child that cut me off, and they may be distracted, they may have other things going on. I have no right to condemn them, even if it is only in my own mind. I need to forgive, and I need to confess to the Father what I did. It's really important that we try to keep ourselves cleansed, because when we are cleansed, we can come in before Him. It's also really important to realize we need to do that according to His instructions. So what are His instructions? Yes, that's right, my friends. They're the Torah, the Tanakh, the whole Word of God, the Bible. We need to know it, and that's incumbent upon us. We need to understand who He is, our King, our Master. We need to go before Him every day and ask Him to touch us, to teach us, to uplift us, to give us the wisdom to walk in His ways. Let us make the kingdom that He deserves and walk according to Your laws. We need to be continually on guard, continually examining ourselves, not to condemn, but that we may go before Him and repent, or at least confess. I know repenting means turn around the other way, and that's not always possible. But God will work it out with you. What we need to do is confess to Him and come into agreement, and that's what confession is. We're coming into agreement with the Father, saying, I agree with You that this was a sin, and I'm sorry. Now I ask that You forgive me and cleanse me. And the Word says that He is faithful to forgive and cleanse. What does this do? This puts together the building blocks of His temple. And yes, you are part of His temple. You are the temple of the Ruach. You are part of His body, a building block within His body, a building block that we need to watch over and keep clean at all times. We need to be aware of what the world is teaching us and what God is teaching us. It's sad that most people now will go in for tattoos. Well, aren't tattoos putting graffiti on God's temple? Putting graffiti on the building blocks of His throne? Again, if it's happened, it's happened, and you need just to confess and move on, and He is faithful to forgive. But we need to guide ourselves and be the servants that He deserves. Now, this is a continual work in progress. Because yes, we have to provide for our families, we have to provide our daily needs. But if we rely on Him and look to Him for His guidance, He will show us the way. As He provides for us, we can provide for Him. The closer we can get to Him, the closer we can put our heart in tune with the Ruach, which is within us, the better it is for us to walk. The better it is for His kingdom. I have a hard time when I'm out and I hear the Spirit speaking within me, "Go speak to this person." My first reaction is, "I don't know that person. I am not worthy of going to speak to that person. And I don't know what to say if I do go to speak to him." The Ruach says, "You go speak to him." Guess what? I need to trust the Spirit. I need to go up and listen to what the Spirit wants me to say. It could be something as simple as, "God loves you." It could be something like, "God will watch over you and He will take care of your needs." There has been times when my wife and I were together and my wife has told me, "We need to stop. There was somebody back there that needs help." And we do. We go back and we find out what they need and try to do our best to help them. But that's all in listening to the Spirit and following God's guidance. Keeping in tune with Him, trying to be the temple that He deserves. Trying to be the servants that He deserves. We just always ask Him to guide us. We can always be your servants and give you the honor that you deserve. Wow. To honor the Father and to know that we are reaching out. And as long as we are reaching out, even when we make mistakes, He is quick to forgive. As long as our hearts are trying to reach out to Him, as long as we are keeping ourselves under control and not talking about that driver in front of us, but realizing that that's a child of God. Looking at the person who may have just offended you and say, "That's a child of God. God loves them just as much as they loves me. I've got to be quick to forgive. I've got to be quick to do what God wants me to do, and that is forgive and honor that person." Is that easy? No, it's not. My flesh a lot of times will say, "Well, they did this and that and the other thing. I can't forgive that." Well, the truth is you can. And I've had to many times. And for the same part, I'm sure there's many people that have had to forgive me. So we can walk the way He wants us to walk. We need to glorify His temple. We need to show people who our God is and who His people are. And His people are us. We are supposed to be Kadosh. Kadosh literally translated means holy, but holy means set apart. Are we set apart from the world, or are we walking with the world? Or are we even walking our own way? We need to examine every step, listen to the Ruach, and follow His guidance. Follow the word of the Father. Yes, follow the Torah. We need to understand that the Torah is our constitution. That is our guidelines. That is God's instructions to us. That is the pathway that He has laid out for us, that we may walk according to His ways, that we may draw closer to Him. And I think that's one of the big things that we have failed to realize in the past. What we are doing here on this earth is trying to draw nearer to Him. Well, how do you draw nearer to Him? You draw nearer by following His Torah, His instructions. How many times does the Word say, if you love me, you will follow my commandments? Well, guess what? When those words were written, there was no New Testament. There was only the Tanakh. The commandments He gave us were the Torah. The commandments He gave us were given to the mixed multitudes, Jew and Gentile, at the foot of Mount Sinai. And are you a Jew or a Gentile? Well, I think that covers about every one of us. We, in spirit at least, stood there with all those people because every nation, tribe, and tongue was represented. And we said, Shema, we will obey and hear. So let's turn our hearts to the Father, to His Word, to His instructions, and know how He wants us to take our next step, how He wants us to treat our neighbors, how He wants us to treat each other, how He wants to bring His kingdom together. The church needs to learn that you don't bring people together by being rigid. You've got to listen. You've got to let people in. If you turn that person on the corner away because you don't like the way they look, or because you don't think they're worthy, because they're a little bit dirty, and only let in the rich man, I think you've already had a lesson on that. But open your heart and reach out to everybody as if their life depends on you. Their life will depend on you opening up your heart to them. And even in the example that I gave earlier, the witch, if the church hadn't opened up their hearts to her, even though what she was doing was wrong, even though she was trying to destroy and disrupt the church, they converted her. She became a very strong Christian after that. In fact, she wrote a book. She was changed because the people there were being obedient. They were following God's word and reaching out to touch God's people, which is everybody. So, my friends, I hope you just keep that in mind. Bear it in your heart that we need to be His people, His sheep, His kingdom, and be an example for all those around us, that we can lead everybody ultimately into His kingdom. Or isn't that what we're after? Well, thank you for joining me today. And I just pray that you will be safe and have a great week. And be with us next time as we pursue more of how to be in tune with the Father. My friends, thank you for joining us today as we look to the Father's Word to learn His ways and to draw closer to Him. I pray that there be shalom in your life, nothing broken and nothing missing as you pursue a closer walk with the Father. Let Him touch your lives and guide you as you go through this week. Now please join us next time as we explore more of Haven't You Heard? Shalom.